This is Chi High Basketball. WOGO, your sports station. WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. And now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cardinals, Mark Halverson.
Go Cards! WOGO, your sports station.
And good evening and welcome from the Birdcage at Chippewa Falls High School. Mark Halverson and Janelle Saplin and Colin Nichols. Yes, it's Monday Night Basketball here this evening, as Rice Lake has already won the JV game 50-35. And now it's the main event, as Rice Lake had dominated the Cards 72-21 back on December 1st, early in the season, but now on the hardwood here tonight. And Janelle, this is a tough stretch for these Lady Cards. Three games in 4 days against some of the best that the BRC has to offer.
Right. It was a little bit of a misfortune for Cardinals when that snow day occurred and the Memorial game had to be rescheduled to Saturday. But, you know, this is where you find out where you're made of. And obviously the Cards tonight know it's a tough matchup. But I also think they know they've improved throughout the season better than that first matchup in Rice Lake. So hopefully we can keep the game a little bit closer tonight and move forward.
Absolutely. Meanwhile, for Rice Lake, one of the better teams in the conference, and looking at their Division II destiny, and Menominee beat them for the second time, but again, both very close contests. They lose by three again the other night.
Yeah, I would expect both Menominee and Rice Lake to do some damage in the playoffs. Unfortunately, they're going to see each other, you know, sooner than later than they probably would want to, but I think it's a huge advantage for both of those schools playing in the Big Rivers. You see a lot of strong D1 competition. And then you get to move to D2 for the playoffs. So I think they're both going to be able to make a really strong run. I do like Rice Lake's chances, especially with how they're playing right now. I know they, like you said, they lost the other night, but those games could go either way at this point.
Colin Nichols, you're an aspiring broadcaster. I understand you've been a part of setting up Cardinal TV. Is this broadcast tonight on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV? So thanks for your involvement there, and welcome on the broadcast tonight.
Yeah, thanks. I'm really excited to be here and really excited to listen to you too. And of course I love basketball, so I think it'll be a fun night.
All right, so Colin's going to be manning the stats for us this evening, so we'll join us in the broadcast. We'll take a 90-second break. When we come back, the first of two coaches conversations, Darla Olson of Rice Lake, and later it's Becca Bestel of the Cards. It's Chi High and Rice Lake Monday Night Basketball tonight on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to Wärzgalä.com. Wärzgalä Company.
Countdown on FM 103.1 AM 680 and Wogo.com here on this Monday night. Girls High School Hoops, Rice Lake in town to take on Chippewa Falls. And Rice Lake head coach Darla Olson joins us now. And, Coach, congratulations on a great season so far.
Well, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Tough game with Menominee the other night. You guys fought hard right to the end.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're a sectional regional opponent for us. So, you know, we wanted to go in and try to play hard and play well. And both of our games came down to the last possessions. So, you know, we would look forward to playing them again. But they're a good team, and Coach Storm does a great job with them. A lot of talent on their team and really hard workers. So it was a lot of fun. Very respectful rivalry that we have between us. So obviously we would have liked to come out on the other end, but both teams are really nice teams.
I saw Menominee play earlier this season against Chihai, and yeah, the full court pressure that they give you is a lot to handle, and so maybe your paths will cross again. I think you're both Division II, right?
So. Yeah, we are. Mm-hmm. So, you know, so there is the possibility that we could end up matching up again down the line, and I guess, you know, that is good for our conference. Right. I think our conference is a really tough conference to play in, so, you know, I think it prepares us well for, you know, tournament time, but our goal just is each night to get better, grow together as a team, and make sure that at the end we're playing the best possible we can.
The Shepley sisters lead the way in your scoring at 22 and 18 a game, respectively. Tell us about them.
Both kids are really athletic and very talented kids, and as strong as they are as athletes, they're even better people. So, you know, they're going to have bright futures ahead of them. They've had, you know, Ellie's had a great career across all three sports she's played, and she's just, you know, a really neat person, a really quality kid. And then Addie Shepley, I think, you know, her best basketball's yet to come, so she's going to have a lot of opportunities to play at the next level. And, you know, but she's also a kid that focuses on getting better every single day, and they're in the gym all the time, so there isn't enough good things to say about them.
And as if that, then you got a couple of different freshmen on the squad as well, then.
Yeah, I mean, I think Addie Schmidt's really developed for us over the course of the year, and both her parents were college athletes, but she just has, you know, a knack for the ball. She got great hands. She runs floor extremely well. She can jump. So at, you know, she's about 6'1 for us, and she's got a great reach. So I think she has a promising career ahead of her, too. You know, she's really come on strong this year, and I think a lot of our success will be dependent on how much better she grows over the next six games.
Mm-hmm. And finally, obviously, it was a lopsided win you had over Chippewa the first time. What about this contest tonight?
You know, I have a great deal of respect for, you know, Becca. I think she does a really nice job. I think she understands the game really well. You know, I think, you know, we've come in here where we've been the younger team and she's been the more experienced, and I think tonight that's flipped. You know, we're the more experienced team. She's young, but from what I can see on film, her kids are getting better and they're improving, and she's doing a nice job with them. So, you know, we're just looking forward to coming out and having a good competition and you know, play the game that everybody loves, and see what happens.
Very good, Coach. We wish you the best tonight and the rest of the way.
All right, thank you.
Thanks. Darla Olson, head coach of Rice Lake, back with head coach Becca Bastel of the Cards in a moment on WOGO Sports.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Hi, this is Craig Toyson at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls, and we've got the perfect cure for the high interest rates that you've been reading about in the news recently. Now, through month end, Toyson Ford has 1.9% financing for 72 months on approved credit for the 2023 Ford F-150. That's a whole percentage point drop from what I was advertising just a week ago. Stop in and see why Toyson Ford is the Valley's best choice. We're right next to the new Festival Foods off Highway 29 in Chippewa Falls. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Cardinal Countdown on FM 103.1 AM 680 and Wogo.com here on this Monday night. Girls High School Hoops, Rice Lake in town to take on Chippewa Falls. And Rice Lake head coach Darla Olson joins us now. And here we go. Coach Bastel coming up in Cardinal Countdown in 3, 2, 1. Cardinal Countdown on FM 103.1 AM 680 and WDOGO.com. Becca Bestel, head coach of the Lady Cards. And coach, boy, three games in four nights. Tonight, yeah. The third one since Friday.
Yeah, and it's been some very good quality opponents that we've played. So it's been tiring, but the girls got to rest up yesterday, and so we're ready to play tonight.
Most recently, I guess, lopsided loss at home to Memorial, but Sarah Chafee, Tim Peterson tells me, reached the 103-point mark, and that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I mean, she's hit quite a few shots this year, and she's definitely a key to our scoring.
Meanwhile, for you guys, prior to that, though, I mean, you did get your fourth win of the season against La Crosse Logan, so that was nice.
We did, and that was a good team win. I mean, we were down late in that game and had to hit some shots at the end in order to come back, and so I was proud of how our girls fought with it. I mean, there's been other games this year where we've been close and we've kind of fallen apart at the end, and we didn't against Logan. We played really solid defensive possessions, and then Sarah hit a shot, Addie hit a shot. We had people that hit shots when it mattered. Mm-hmm. So that was really fun.
Meanwhile, against this Rice Lake team tonight, I mean, they've got this powerful sister combination that certainly is a lot to handle.
Yeah, I mean, their entire lineup is hard to handle, those two especially. But, I mean, the freshman Schmidt that is coming in, she's super athletic as well. The other two kids in their starting lineup, we can't just leave them open. They'll all score. They played Menominee on Friday night, and Allie Shepley, the senior, had like 10 points in 2 minutes to almost beat them and at the end of the game. So, yeah, definitely a athletic combination that we're going against, and we'll do what we can.
And for you guys, I mean, how do you view it that way in terms of the offense? It seems like, obviously, with the 18 the other night, I mean, trouble scoring points. I mean, the whole offense-defense balance, I guess.
I mean, that was a combination. We couldn't get the ball across half court. Their full court pressure was really strong, and we had just come off a tough game the night before, and I think combination of we were tired and we're not as strong as they are, and they put a ton of pressure on it, and we had trouble handling it. We made some poor decisions in the full court, and so those things all kind of compiled on top of each other, and so we're just going to kind of forget about that, learn from it, and forget about it, right? Isn't that what you're supposed to do as a player and a coach?
Yeah, short memory. So against Rice Lake tonight, what do you anticipate from them in terms of, obviously, they're scorers, but how do you handle their defense?
Well, they're very long arms, very similar to what Hudson was for us. They will do press, and they will do like a half court, kind of a trapping 2-and-2 thing. And they have very long arms. They're very athletic and very long arms. So we have to make sure that we are not getting the passes tipped away. That's the big thing. So we have to keep our turnovers down against it.
Head coach Becca Bestel, our conversation here as the clock ticks down. The time for the Toys and Ford keys to the game here on FM 103.1. AM 680, WOGO, Halle Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Cardinal TV. And Janelle Saplin, how about our Toys and Ford keys to the game? You'll find a friend of Toys and Ford at Chippewa Falls.
I think the key for Chippewa Falls right now is to just come out and stay calm against the pressure that Coach Bestel just talked about. Like Rice Lake is athletic and long, and not to dig themselves a hole right away. So I think if they can get out there and just take care of the basketball a little bit to start, and you know, see if you can't get a couple early buckets to fall, and that can go in your favor.
There you go. Tonight's Keys to the Game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford, in Chippewa Falls. Mark Halverson, Janelle Saplin, Colin Nichols. As, we're on FM 103.1 AM 680 WOGO.com and Cardinal TV tonight. And we'll take one last timeout. And when we come back, the starting lineups in basketball, Chi High and Rice Lake Girls, a Big Rivers contest tonight. It's Monday Night Hoops on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Down low, tipped up by Lindner, and it's good. Cardinals tie the game at 55.
Right wing, deep three. Oh.
Yep, two in a row.
Matty Geisler.
Try high with a chance, and a win in. Oh, beautiful centering pass for Jackson Hoy.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Basketball on FM 103.1 AM 680 and WOGO.com. And let's get you the starting lineups as well as Cardinal TV tonight. Mark Halverson, Janelle Soplin, and Colin Nichols. And first off, for the visiting Rice Lake Warriors, we have some heights, and we'll give you what we've got. For instance, 5'10 and a junior, number one, Anna Lipke, comes in averaging 3 points a game. Another starter, 5'7. Senior, number three, averaging 5.6 a game, Lucy Havas. 6'3 sophomore, number 10, averaging 18 a game, Adeline Shepley, known as Addie. Also, another Addie, Addison. 6'2 freshman, number 14, averaging 10 a game, Addison Schmidt. And senior, number 22, averaging 22 a game, Eliana Shepley. Got a scholarship to play basketball at the University of Northern Iowa. Meanwhile, Darla Olson is the Rice Lake head coach. For Chippewa Falls, the Cards. 5'8 and a junior. Number 3, Sarah Chafee, coming in averaging 10 a game. 5'7 junior, averaging 5 a game. Number 10, Roz Twyman. 5'11 sophomore, averaging 3 points a game. Number 12, Riley Turhart. 5'10 sophomore, averaging 3 a game. Claire Heppner, number 15. And finally, 5'8 junior, averaging 7 points a game. Number 20, Addie Seaholm. The Cardinals of Chippewa Falls, coached by Becca Bestel. We'll have two 18-minute halves. If we need overtime, it's 4 minutes per session. Rice Lake beat Chippewa Falls 72-21. On December 1st. All right, Colin, you ready to go on the stats?
Oh, I sure am.
All right, okay. And Rice Lake in the customary blue uniforms with the gold numerals and lettering and some white trim, and Chai out in the home white uniforms with the red numerals and lettering and some red and black trim. All right, and there's the toss, and Rice Lake's got it as they'll go right to left to start this contest here tonight.
Terhart didn't even jump on that jump ball. I think she knew Shepley had her, just got back in the defensive position right away.
And the around and round it goes, and the toilet bowl effect working for Anna Lipke, a three-pointer for Lipke, and out of the gate, 3-0 Rice Lake right away. As Chai brings it down left to right, and... into the deep right corner, Chafee. She joined the 103-point club the other night as Seaholm grazes the front iron, no good from three-point range, and then a travel on Rice Lake, so an early turnover on the Warriors.
Good first possession there for the Cardinals. They took their time and found Seaholm coming off the double screen on top for that three. So good first possession as far as the Cardinals were looking for. Just couldn't quite get it to fall.
Seaholm getting it in from underneath the basket. They work it on top to Chafee. Some of the Rice Lake folks wanted to travel on her as Twyman's going to drive lane, shoots it up, and banks it in for two for the Cards. Nice job by Twyman, and it's a 3-2 Rice Lake lead.
Really good, nice take, and that's one of the things Twyman needs to do is finish under control. She's been struggling with that a little bit lately, so it was nice to see her do that.
Down low, Rice Lake gets two as they get it off to 22, Eliana Shepley, and she's their leading scorer.
Yeah, really too easy of a look there inside for Rice Lake. The Cards need to make them work a little bit harder, but she is, like you said, averaging 22 a game, so going to be tough to stop.
Yeah, absolutely. They did not give us a listed height on her. Maybe we could try to estimate on that.
Tall.
Yeah, exactly. Twyman on top trying to work it. Nice pass to Seaholm, and just missed it off the iron at the left-handed layup attempt there.
Great backdoor cut. Those are those baskets the Cardinals have to have. You can't afford to miss those two-foot shots in these types of games.
From long range and missing the shot that time, Lucy Havas, and the rebound down to Havas on the outside. Three-point attempt on the way, off the mark for Shepley, Eliana, and her sister on the floor as well. And now she's got an open J out on top, and you can't give them that many tries, Janelle, as Havas nails the three.
No, we didn't box out on that possession, and, you know, you get girls stuck underneath, and then you can't get out to the shooters. So the Cardinals really need to limit those attempts down there for Rice Lake to, you know, one per possession. You can't afford to give up that old board.
Yeah, so the Cards in that six-point hole already, and Twyman couldn't hold it on the far side. Cardinals' first turnover with 15:51 to go here.
Yeah, these are those moments we're talking about right now. It'd be great for Chi High to be able to get a stop and come score on the other end. You just don't want these games to get out of reach too quickly because it's just mentally exhausting for you.
You can see where little things, right? I mean, you an open three here, a driving layup there, and some good things already, but then, you know, finishing, right?
Right, and I think that's probably one of the things that you talk about with just a team that struggled or a little bit younger at times.
Yep. And there's the outside shot, and again, some really good outside shooting. That's Addie Shepley, the sophomore, her first, and she's going to have all sorts of Division I offers as she continues to progress.
Yeah, absolutely. Her only being a sophomore, I would say that she's going to have an opportunity to play basketball in college and you know, probably at a pretty high level depending on how her high school career progresses.
Loose ball scooped up by Shepley to the other end. She's going to miss. Rebound up, and Rice Lake having their way as Addie Schmidt, just a freshman. Boy, a coach's dream to be teaming Schmidt, a freshman, with Shepley, a sophomore, for the next two seasons, and then you get Schmidt for a bonus year.
Yeah, absolutely. And the nice part about that for Rice Lake.
Bounds away. Chafee nails one for the Cardinals.
Big basket there for Cardinals. The nice part about that for Rice Lake is they're two different style of players. So Schmidt's strong inside. And even though Shepley's really tall, she can handle the ball, as you can see right now. So it really is going to provide the balance for Rice Lake for quite some time.
The outside shot off the back iron. No good that time for Eliana Shepley. And hit basket interference, so the Cards will get it with 14.5 to go here in this first half. That's Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics. 41. The Cards now with it as they attack left to right, trailing by 8, have been down by as many as 11. Twyman on the right baseline. She's up against the tall defender, the young Shepley. Gets it to Seaholm, and a whistle and a foul goes on number 10, Addie Shepley, her first.
Looks like that possession, Rice Lake went zone, and I don't think they were in zone. Maybe Collins saw those first couple possessions look like they were in man, but it looks like they're maybe when they set up their press, they're going to drop back into a 1-3-1 zone.
Darla Olson, the head coach for the Warriors. I believe she said in her eighth season. And intercepted by Rice Lake. Ahead in the fast break, they're going to throw it away themselves at the other end.
Back-to-back turnovers there.
All right, and so Chahai will get it now with 14:03 left in the first half, bringing it down. Yeah, it's clearly a 1-3-1 zone here for Rice Lake now.
Right, and you know, you heard Coach Bestel say at the top of the broadcast that you know, they're long, and so teams like that, really a 1-3-1 zone is probably going to be a strength of theirs.
And there's the shot up, no good, missed in off the bench is Jillian Wick, but the Cardinals with the offensive rebound. Seaholm gets it to Chafee. Chafee hesitates, gets it to Wick on the outside.
Shahei's going to have to be patient against this zone.
Chafee's going to fire away and hits another three, and there you go, and then drawing the cards within 13-8.
And that's exactly what you're going to need to do. You're going to need to be able to hit some outside shots and, you know, give the Cardinals credit. Seaholm kept it going on the old board, and then a nice pass from Wick to Chafee.
Absolutely. And, boy, just some really good shooting, though, as Eliana Shepley from 15 feet and makes it 15-8.
Yeah, that was a tough one. I mean, that's one there where see if Chafee can get
three,
it going.
Another three, and Chafee's got her third. The young lady who's destined to be the all-time three-point shooter here for Shahei Girls Hoops gets her third. We'll run through the 100 three-point club for you when we get an opportunity, maybe at halftime. She just entered it the other night.
Cardinals are playing man-to-man defense.
And there's the steal.
You can tell they're looking to help inside. If the ball goes inside to Shepley, they're going to look to double down and make somebody else beat him, which is it's a good defensive strategy.
It is, and the Cardinals have it stolen away down low and taken away that time is Emily Kalina, and now Rice Lake racing to the other end. Shepley's going to put it up, no good. But again, Rice Lake just all over the offensive glass and just the height advantage. It just looks unfair. Addie Schmidt is just a 6'2 freshman.
Absolutely, and those are those buckets, though, when you're in transition, you still have to box out.
Yeah.
Can only afford one basket down there.
The Cards living off of some threes from Chafee. We'll get Colin Nichols to update us when we get a chance on some of the stats. But right now, about 6 minutes elapsed here, and Chafee's pass intercepted. She saw a cutting teammate, Wick, but stolen away.
You know, and that's kind of the story of our season, right? Sarah's had a couple of threes, and then all of a sudden a few turnovers in a row, and it's not just Sarah.
Right.
It's our whole team playing in that aspect, and it's finding ways to just be consistent with the basketball.
Yeah. And Rice Lake putting on a shooting clinic at times, and then offensive rebounds as a three-point attempt missed that time by Havas on the outside. Out of bounds to the Cardinals with 11:37 left here, first half. What's standing out to you in the stats, Colin?
Yeah, so just taking a look here, Sarah with three threes already to start the game. Chai-Hai with already five turnovers to start the game, which is huge.
Yeah.
Rice Lake, I believe, has three of their own. So Queener with the ball, I think, here to start the game early.
All right, Chai-Hai with it now as the Cardinals, Olivia Bergerson, the 5'8 sophomore, into the contest. And there's the pass down low, and it's going to be another turnover intended for Willa Reisinger, a 5'11 sophomore. Down low for the Cardinals.
And that's what's hard. That's probably the right look, but they bait you into that pass there, thinking the girl's open, and then all of a sudden they're going to get a tip on it. So we just got to be really smart with the basketball.
Rice Lake, this is a fun team to watch. And oh, a nice drive in the left baseline, whistle and a foul, and a nice move by Eliana Shepley.
Well, and that's what makes her really the player that she is she's tough to guard, right? Because if you get too close to her, she's going to take you off the dribble like that.
Yeah.
If you give her too much space, she's going to hit the three. And that's ultimately the type of basketball player you want to be, hard to defend.
Yeah.
And, you know, she even has that shot where she can pull up off the dribble, which is kind of that third level and not a lot of the high school girls have. So absolutely tough to defend. It's going to be a tough night on guarding her. And probably, I'm going to guess, Coach Bestel will give different people a different chance to try and see what they can do.
Shepley, a 70% free throw shooter, hit them both after the foul by Reisinger, her first. The first in the Cards as a team against Rice Lake's full court pressure now. And got 10 seconds to get it across. Better hurry. And the coach calls a timeout. We'll take a break as well. Shahei trailing 19-11. Hanging in there, 11:05 to go first half on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for 3 generations. Stelter Incorporated has been turning dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Shahei ball, but turnover as they got it into the forecourt. Number 7 here is Rice Lake on the attack, right to left. Pull up, and again, somebody's got to get in the face of Shepley, Eliana, or she'll make you pay.
Absolutely, and that's the thing about Rice Lake is they're didn't start out the game pressing. I think the Cardinals relaxed, and all of a sudden, three possessions in a row they pressed, and I think it was maybe two or three turnovers in a row there. So
the three threes from Chafee was a big part of the offense, 9 of the 11 points, but then again trying to post up Seaholm, and the ball scoots away, and Rice Lake basketball. 10.5 to go here in the first half. The Cardinals down 22-11.
This is exactly what we talked about, right? We were within 8 and then, you know, forced to call a timeout with the press. You need to find a way to hopefully get a defensive stop.
Again, some tall timber and missing the shot. Schradl, she gets the follow-up. She's 5'11". I mean, some of these heights, 5'10", 6'3", 6'2", 5'11". Shepley, Eliana's got to be 6 feet, right?
Yeah, I would think she's close.
At least 5'11".
You know, yeah, probably within that range. And the other thing, not only with that height, is there's some muscle with some of these girls, and they're really strong and physical. So,
and a ball stripped away from Wick out on top, racing down the floor, missing the shot too hard that time. Addie Shepley followed up and in by Eliana. 26-11.
Well, and those that have followed the Cards, this has been a struggle for us at times where we just go on a scoring drought.
Yeah.
You know, where we go 4 or 5 minutes without being able to score. So the Cards really could use one on this end. They need to be patient. And, again, take care of the basketball even under pressure.
Well, the exciting thing, right, it was 15-11 after the third three from Chafee, but that's where the 11-0 drought has fallen on the Cards.
And that's been a problem for Chi-High all season. And I think, you know, part of it is they have to work so hard for some of their baskets, and then other teams get easy baskets. And, you know, you almost seem like you're always working twice as hard to score.
Sure.
And then you give an easy one up on the other end, and it can just get mentally draining.
26-11, and Chi-High basketball on the attack on the left to right.
Chi-High looks for Terhark on this out-of-bounds play.
And she's going to put it in. Nice job that time by Terhark. And the lead goes to 26-13, ends the big run for Rice Lake.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the things I know that they've been looking to do on those inbounds plays is there's been a lot of focus on Chafee, knowing that we're going to set some screens for her. And so
missed badly on the outside from Addie Shepley, and then nailing it from three-point range is Emily Shue.
Well, and that's what makes Rice Lake so effective, right? You have a kid come in off the bench and just pops a three and makes it. So just when you think you've, you know, shut down their leading scorer, she finds somebody else and a kid off the bench hits a three. And that really shows you the balance of Rice Lake and how well-rounded they are, which, you know, if they're going to make a deep playoff run, you're going to need that. You need kids that can come in off the bench.
And Coach Bestel was making that comment when, you know, talk about the Shepley sisters. She's like, all of them can beat you.
Yeah, absolutely. Even though a couple of their starters only had 3 and 5 points per game, they're definitely able to score. They're not kids that you can just leave out there.
Wick unloads a three-pointer from out on top. No good. Rebound down to the Warriors and into the forecourt. Havas brings it across the timeline. 8.5 to go here in the first half. 29-13, Rice Lake trying to get the ball down low and fighting on defense as best she could that time against the 6'2" Addison Schmidt, but the Cardinals, Claire Heppner just couldn't stop her.
Well, and part
of whistle and a foul at the other end.
Part of that is, you know, you kind of pick your poison on that end. If you sit behind defensively, you know, there's a chance she's going to muscle you in for the drop step. That time Claire tried to go over the top and the lob worked, so she's going to have to probably mix it up down there. And also, we're going to need to be able to help inside, but how Rice Lake runs their offense, they did a really good job of moving their guards around the outside, and it's a lot harder to help when that's happening.
Twyman to the free throw line, 53% free throw shooter. First one is off the mark. 31-13 now. Chippewa has been outscored 16-2 since it was 15-11, Rice Lake. Third game in 4 days for Chippewa, and you couldn't practice yesterday because you can't have...
WIA rules, you can't go 7 days in a row, I believe. And so we had to practice all of last week, and then with that makeup game on Saturday. So hopefully the girls got a chance to rest their legs yesterday a little bit, but you can see we're tired today, and you know, no excuses from that standpoint, but it's definitely going to take its toll.
I know they were tired some Saturday, talking to Coach Bestel about that at home against Memorial in that makeup game.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think Memorial's just a team that...
There you go, Schmidt again. A weakness that stands out to you with her is she shoots free throws only 34%, but wow, she can really do a lot of damage, understandably, a 6'2 freshman.
Well, I would like to probably give her a little hard time because I played college basketball with her mom, who also struggled from the free throw line.
Is that right?
Yeah, her mom is Brooke Wozniak.
Ah, okay. There's a familiar name. Back in the day at UW-Eau Claire?
Yep, absolutely. We were teammates for 3 years together. I was a year older than Brooke, and Her husband, Bob Schmidt, was a All-American college football player for Eau Claire, so we knew their kids were going to be athletes, they do have one at U of Minnesota as well.
Sehome missed on the left baseline, and now Rice Lake into the forecourt, and they're going to fire away from three-point range, missing at that time. Addie Shepley and the rebound battled for down low. Schmidt and one of the cars got their hands on it to force the possession arrow going Chippewa's way with 7:12 left here in the first half, and the Cards down 33-14.
That was Addie Shepley with the shot, Addie Schmidt with the rebound, and Addie Seaholm getting a jump ball.
Yeah,
so we got
right.
a lot of Addies out here right
there
now.
There we go. Popular name to check the top 10 list of names. And Seaholm down on the left baseline now. Gets it out to Chafee. She's liked it from that side so far. She can get a little daylight, or more aggressive with her defensively with Shepley on her. Eliana, the senior, going to Northern Iowa. And the ball knocked away. And
they're going to give Coach Bestel a timeout. She was calling for it as we had possession. And one ref, he was generous and gave her, I think he gave her that timeout. It'll be Cardinals.
I wasn't sure if he was
side possession
or what. All right, so we're going to see. Is it
30-second timeout?
30 seconds. Back in half a minute on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, trust comes in the yellow truck.
Has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big, huge crack? Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. 6:50 left in the first half, and Rice Lake battling Schmidt and Seaholm. Addie and Addie there again, and Rice Lake's going to win this one. They get the possession arrow.
You'd like to just see, you know, Rice Lake go a little bit cold here. Sometimes you think that's your only chance right now.
Yeah.
Just, you know, have them go a little bit cold and see if we can't put a couple of possessions back-to-back. You know, Heppner's doing a really good job right now inside, but then it...
Just working away down to Schmidt again, and the freshman just scoring almost at will. I got her for at least 10, Colin. What do you got her for?
I got her for 10 as well.
Yeah. So 35-14 sounds like a football score.
Well, and the hard part about the Cardinals right now is they're switching all their...
There's the three, deep left corner, no good for Bergerson. Rice Lake with it. Go ahead.
They're switching all their screens on defense, which works against some of our opponents and has been effective, but... If you set the right screen and you get somebody like Wick on Schmidt, it's going to be really tough. So,
right. Well, how do you
and that's where that's where they're at right now. You know, you have Wick down there on Schmidt.
And in the left corner and working it out, Havas, and they go on the right side, getting it to Emily Hsu, working it around, and then Schmidt missed one.
Yeah, and that time it worked. Addie Seaholm was able to come
rebound
over and help defense and, you know, disrupt that shot, which is exactly what they're going to need to do.
Chafee almost worked herself free for a three. There's the shot. Terhark no good. And the rebound out of there. The Cardinals get it. And then they missed shot from the outside by Bergerson. And a good job fighting for the rebound by Seaholm. And the Cards will maintain possession with 5:31 left here in the half, trailing 35-14.
Two really good looks in that possession here. Just hoping one of those gets to fall. A good look at the three, a good look at the high post, but Seaholm keeping it alive, being aggressive on the offensive boards. That's one of Addie's strengths all season long. She's one of the shorter players on the court.
Right.
I believe she has leading rebounder or maybe second
She's
leading
right
rebounder.
There. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. So working hard to get extra possessions for her team.
And actually, Chafee is going to inbound it now. And Seaholm is going to chase it down and knocked out of bounds. It's going to stay Chahai basketball. Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom, Dave Check in the Check Law Office, making you part of the team. Chafee, her pass getting by the intended recipient that time, Heppner, and out of bounds, Cardinal turnover.
Tough play there because Heppner did actually have the inside position. I'd like to see Chafee bounce past that in, give her a little bit better opportunity to go to the basket with the ball. But those are those little things, right, that when you're a team that's struggling, those little things end up turning into big things because it's possession after possession.
And Rice Lake getting it down low, and the shot put up no good that time by Eliana Shepley. And the Cardinals out of there with the rebound.
Good Terhark. Defense that time by Twiseman. She really went nose-to-nose with Shepley and just said, hey, I'm staying on you, and ended up working out.
Twyman was driving and loses the ball out of bounds. Yeah, I did the check. Yeah, Terhark and Addie Seaholm both averaging 5.4 rebounds a game. So
okay.
There we go.
There you go. Yeah, I knew they were in there, but It's typically not a...
Not a 5'8 guard, really.
Yeah, typically not your point guard that's getting in there, but, you know, that's just... Addie's a worker, and she's, you know, going to always be on the boards. And even though she's a little bit shorter for a lot of our high school players, she's definitely one of the stronger ones.
Mm-hmm. And a shot on the left baseline, whistle and a foul. The Warriors heading the free throw line as Heppner gets whistled for that one.
Yeah, she kind of looked at the ref like she wasn't sure, but I think she got her pretty good. She was just out of position.
And that sends number one Anna Lipke to the line, a 27% free throw shooter. The lefty hits that one.
27%. You found the area that is Rice Lake's weakness. Maybe.
I think it is. It might be something. You know, some of these numbers. We won't say names, but 27. There's 48, 54, 69, 34, 27, and 70. So yeah, that's not their strong suit.
Definitely not. I'm actually curious. I haven't seen their close games, but I would imagine that would have hurt them down the stretch in those games against Menominee if you're shooting poorly from the free throw line.
You're talking about a team that's 14-4, averages almost 60 points a game. Chai came in averaging close to 40 a game, so you can see the difference there.
Yeah, absolutely, and probably 40 points a game for us is up from last year, is my guess. So, you know, there's some good things to be looked at for that, but obviously we're giving up way too many defensively.
But I think the four wins has been a boost along the way, too.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, so four and a half here in the first half. Rice Lake ball up 23, 37-14. And driving to the lane and scooping it up with her left hand, the young sophomore Addie Shepley, and draws the foul. Now, you know, you can say Addie, you talked about the different games of Addie Shepley and Schmidt. They're going to play together in the next 2 years, and Schmidt's just a freshman. But Schmidt, obviously, very much a low post, and Shepley is going to probably be like her sister. She can play inside or outside if
absolutely.
She hits the first free throw.
You know, Shepley, the sophomore, Addie, she's the tallest player on the court right now, right? I think we have her listed at 6'3". But her ability to handle the ball is pretty impressive right now. And so that's going to create a really tough matchup for anybody in that situation.
Cardinals against the four-court press, down by 25. And was it a five-second violation?
It is a five-second violation. It looks like Rice Lake is pressing after they're made free throws.
Yeah.
I don't know how long they'll keep it on. I'm not a big fan of pressing when you get up to a certain lead, but it is still the first half, so we'll see what happens.
The inbounds pass to Addie Shepley. Bounce pass down low and out of bounds, so a rare Rice Lake turnover. And the Cards get it. 39-14. Colin Nichols, where are we at on the turnover game?
Yeah, I was just going to ask that.
That was their Rice Lake 6th turnover there. I would like to point out Chai High's got 13 already in this first half.
Yeah. Bounce pass against the press and stolen away by Rice Lake. Addie Shepley with it. Misses a shot. Hands it off to her teammate that time, Kalina, who misses it. And then Shepley tries another one, and they still have the ball.
Yeah, and you know.
There's the drive to the hoop. Puts it off the glass. No good. Cardinals fighting for the rebound, and a save attempt that time from Heppner goes to Rice Lake again. A three-point attempt by Addie Shepley outside. Wow, this is about as many offensive rebounds as I've seen in one possession in basketball. The missed shot from outside, rebounded by the Cardinals, Terhark.
Well, we are lucky to get away with that there. And one thing that I'm sure they'll talk about with Heppner is you never save the ball under your opponent's basket because it puts you out of position.
Right, yeah. There's the drive by Wick. No good. She gets her own rebound. Can't get it to go.
I thought she got fouled in there, but, you know, they're letting them play right now, I guess, on both ends.
And then the Cardinals getting into the score for Seaholm, and the Cardinals draw within 39-16.
I give Wick credit. After she missed, she stayed after it. Ball's rolling around, and Roz found Addie. Much-needed bucket there.
Yeah. And Wick falling to the floor. Looking at the ref like, wasn't that a foul? And the Rice Lake players, do we have a timeout?
Yeah, it looks like Rice Lake called a timeout.
All right.
Yep,
a little
30
bit confusing.
Timeout.
We'll take a break. Back in half a minute on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Andy Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Monday Night Basketball, Mark Halverson, Janelle Sopland, and also we got Colin Nichols here. 3:20 left in the first half. Rice Lake ball leading at 39-16 over the Chahai girls. Down low pass, Schmidt's going to bank it in for two more.
You can tell Rice Lake set up that play out of the timeout. They went four high. They got Shepley curling almost like a little alley-oop. And although she missed, she made a really nice save.
Chai going to try to answer back here. Chafee had three threes early, and the Cards were as close as 15-11. And then Rice Lake went on an 11-0 run as Coach Bestel yelling out her instructions. Seaholm, bounce pass, down low, spin move, up, and nice. It just fell out of there. No good for Terhark. And Rice Lake with it. That was like a putt in golf, right?
Yeah,
it was just
absolutely.
On the lip.
And so
all the way, Addie Shepley, whistle and a foul as she shows she can do the Euro step, I guess, huh?
Absolutely. And what Coach Bestel was saying down on the offensive end was to get Terhark inside. She has a mismatch right now, so
yeah.
Four out, one in, trying to post Riley up. They got her the ball. Again, we sound like a broken record, but there's probably four or five of those baskets for the Cards tonight that if you get it to go.
Yeah. Then
you
it's a 41-26
game. Yeah, it just feels better.
Right, right,
it just feels better.
As Shepley misses the first free throw. I got her for about a 69% free throw. You're 1% behind her sister. And both of them rattle out, though, and the rebound down to the Cardinals and Twyman in the backcourt.
You know, and you've seen that early on. I think Chafee was actually surprised how open she was on some of those threes, and they have absolutely, you know, shut her ability to get out there down.
Chafee driving, looked at the three. And gets it to her teammate, Heppner, back to Chafee. Driving, stolen away by the Warriors. Down the other end of the fast break, layup, and there's Addie Shepley for two more.
That's one of the concerns that Chai High's had, is we're making the right read to get into the lane, but we're almost getting too deep into the lane before we try and make that pass. Coach Bestel talked about how long they are.
Yeah.
We got to pull up sooner and find those open players.
Chafee, one dribble on top, gets it to Seaholm. Inside of 2 minutes now in this first half. Stick with us at halftime. We'll get the numbers, some highlights to you. Check the WOGO sports calendar. Bounce pass, Seaholm. Left side, gets it to Heppner. Twyman, outside jumper, air ball. Rebound, Rice Lake, Schmidt. I've been focused on her so much on the offensive end, but...
Well, and you can tell she's still learning the game.
Yeah.
I mean, an excellent, solid player for them, but you can tell there's some areas that she's still learning the game.
And there's the three-point attempt from long range, missing at Havas. No good. But just, again, you go back to just a freshman. I mean, is she still growing? I don't know. You know, there's the drive. Chafee runs into a Rice Lake player. No contact, no whistle. And there was contact, but no whistle. And then a carry called on the Warriors.
Over and back, actually.
Over and back.
Yep, they just actually called it over and back. But, you know, and those are those ones I know Sarah would like to get the foul called in there, but Rice Lake is just so big. We got to find a way to pull up for that 12-foot jumper instead of trying to get in there 6-8 feet away.
1:09 left in the first half. 43-16 Rice Lake. They beat the Cards 72-21 back on December 1st. So Chahai 5 points shy of the number they had that night, but... Don't like the deficit. As a three-pointer is from the corner. Is it two?
Two. They're signaling two.
Two for
there.
Twyman. Twyman hitting that one, making it 43-18. And the Cards back on defense now. Final 50 seconds of this first half. Rice Lake has had quite the mix of inside-outside. I mean, a lot of easy baskets right around the hoop. A lot of offensive rebounds, but then some outside shooting to go with it, especially early.
Right. I think they were...
Warriors almost over and back.
Hitting the three pretty early,
right.
and then worked it inside. And you can see the Cardinals are really fighting defensively right now.
Yeah.
Rice, like, maybe looking to hold it for one shot down here at the
end
of
the half. That's a long time, 50 seconds, but now inside of... And that was a travel, I thought. But she got away with it, and Eliana Shepley all the way to the hoop
for
two.
Yeah, I thought she took a little extra shuffle. I'm guessing the ref didn't have the advantage point that we did.
Yeah, and Wick had it partially blocked. Final few seconds of the half. Lipke is going to get it to half court. And a shot attempt from Havas. And Rice Lake having fun as they lead the Cards 45-18. 18 minutes in the books. We'll take a three-minute timeout. Come back with halftime in a moment here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Hi, this is Dave Chuck, attorney and owner of the Chuck Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Chuck Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Chuck Law Office to your team.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Tri-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
A plumbing or heating emergency doesn't just wait around for standard business hours.
Sorry, we're closed.
And that's why Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating is available 24/7. Serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969, trust Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Day or night, we're here for you. Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707. 839-0707.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
All right, it's halftime as Rice Lake girls leading Chippewa 45-18 here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. Mark Halverson, Janelle Soplin, and also Colin Nichols. We'll get to them in a moment. But first, hey, Service Master of the Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Carpet and air duct cleaning available as well. ServiceMaster, ChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. Janelle, Cardinals early were in it at 15-11 on three Sarah Chafee threes. I don't know that she's scored since then. I don't think so. We'll find out from Colin here on her numbers. But Rice Lake then goes in an 11-0 run. 26-11, and it's been a different game since. They lead it 45-18 at the half.
Yeah, and absolutely. This was the stuff that we talked about, right? You couldn't afford to have those droughts and those runs, and I'm sure Colin will tell us we have too many turnovers. And you got to give credit to Rice Lake as well. They're a really solid team. And when you're playing a solid team, you can't afford to have those little mistakes that we just talked about, you know, earlier, those four or five baskets, two-foot shots that are rattling around the rim, you know, should be 10 more points. You know, not boxing out on defense, giving up a lot of those O-boards. And credit to Rice Lake for fighting hard. But, you know, they're just a team that we don't match up well with. And, you know, it's going to be a tough night.
All right, Colin Nichols, junior here at Chai, member of the boys basketball team. Give us the first half stats.
Yeah, so you both hit them right on the spot. Three leading scorers for Chai High, Sarah Chafee with nine. She did not score other than those quick three threes. Roslyn Twyman with five, including a free throw there. And Riley Tearhark and Addie Seaholm with two each. That are your only four scorers for Chai High, all adding up to 18. And for Rice Lake, Adeline Shepley with 9, Addison Schmidt with 10, and Eliana Shepley for 11. A lot of scores for that team, especially the sisters there. But again, the big story here is turnovers. There's 15 for Chippewa and only 6 for Rice Lake. And also the 14 unanswered points from Chi-Hi, that really hurts them not even being able to get those chances.
Yeah, and if you look at that, if I did my math correctly, those three have 30 of Rice Lake's 45 points. And so you knew that they were going to be tough to stop. But one of those things that you want to say to your team, hopefully at halftime, is there are some things that you can still clean up. As well as Rice Lake is playing, there are some things that you can clean up, especially on the defensive end, boxing out, getting a hand in the shooter's face a little bit quickly. And I will give Chi-Hi credit for that. They kind of figured out how to stop the three, but then all of a sudden Rice Lake was taking it off the dribble pretty hard.
Well, speaking of the three, I want to take a second to recognize that Tim Peterson was able to do the research for us and talk about the fact that Sarah Chafee, who had the 3 three-pointers here in the first half, joining the three-point club here at Chi-Hi, as the other night she made it to 100 in that game against Rice Lake, so she Memorial, so she's up to 103 now. And here's who's in front of her, number 4 all-time, Steph Johnson. I've been doing play-by-play long enough. I was here when Steph Johnson was here back in the day. I know she got a scholarship to play at Alaska Anchorage. I can remember that. She had 105 three-pointers. She's been passed more recently by Lexi Hanley with 112.
Aaliyah McMillan
with 117, and Kaylee Hanley with 132. Of course, Kaylee, a more recent graduate. But, you know, Chafee now has 42 on the year, so certainly her trajectory is to be the all-time three-point scorer here.
Yeah, I would guess so, right? If she continues on that trend, she'll be able to be the three-point field goal leader. Steph Johnson, that sounds about the time that I was playing high school basketball.
Right,
so
right.
Good for her for still being on that list for Chi-Hi.
Yeah. Yeah, back in the day, right?
So yeah, just a couple years ago.
Yeah, right, just a couple. There we go. All right, so let's get to some of the highlights. We've got a handful of these from the first half. Let's give these a listen on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. Seaholm getting it in from underneath the basket. They work it on top to Chafee. Some of the Rice Lake folks wanted to travel on her. As Twyman's going to drive lane, shoots it up, and banks it in for 2 for the Cards. First half, bringing it down. Yeah, it's clearly a 1-3-1 zone here for Rice Lake now.
Right, and you know, you heard Coach Bestel say at the top of the broadcast that you know, they're long, and
right.
So teams like that, really a 1-3-1 zone is probably going to be a strength of theirs.
And there's the shot up, no good, missed in off the bench is Jillian Wick, but the Cardinals with the offensive rebound. Seaholm gets it to Chafee. Chafee hesitates, gets it to Wick on the outside.
Chi-Hi's going to have to be patient against this zone.
Chafee's going to fire away and hits another 3, and there you go, and then drawing the Cards within 13-8.
There, where see if Chafee can get it going.
Another 3, and Chafee's got her 3rd. The young lady who's destined to be the all-time three-point shooter here for Chi-Hi Girls Hoops gets her 3rd. So there you go, some of the highlights in the first half. We'll take a 90-second timeout. When we come back, the second half of basketball, Chi-Hi trailing Rice Lake 45-18 on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV on a Monday night.
Hi, this is Craig Toyson at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls, and we've got the perfect cure for the high interest rates that you've been reading about in the news recently. Now, through month end, Toyson Ford has 1.9% financing for 72 months on approved credit for the 2023 Ford F-150. That's a whole percentage point drop from what I was advertising just a week ago. Stop in and see why Toyson Ford is the Valley's best choice. We're right next to the new Festival Foods off Highway 29 in Chippewa Falls. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Legacies aren't built in a day. And when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Second half of basketball underway, and shot by Rice Lake, no good. Schmidt fights for the rebound and misses it, and the Cardinals out of there with it. Terhark with it again. She's doing pretty well on the board, so along with Seaholm
tonight.
She
is. Tried to get it back to Seaholm, and it was out of bounds. So those are those things. You come out, you get a stop, you get a rebound, and then you get a turnover right away.
Yeah, Rice Lake missing two shots, even Schmidt missing one. And
watch out!
And now Rice Lake going left to right here in the second half. Three-pointer from the left is good, and bombs away for Lucy Havas with that one.
Rice Lake starting the second half like they did the first half, shooting from the outside.
And leading the game by 30 now. And I believe their biggest lead of the night. Plyman, deflected pass out of bounds. Cards will keep it. 17-21 to go here in the second half. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their team honored to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. Wynn Family Dentistry proud to support Chi-High and McDonnell Athletics. Cards look to get it in. Chafee driving, screened by the ref here. Shot from the outside. Air ball missed by Terhark. And here comes Rice Lake the other way. Trying to build on that 30-point advantage. With Havas on top.
Going to be hard for Chafee to get some looks from the threes. They've moved Addie Shepley over to guard her. And as a 6'3 guard, it's going to be tough to get a three off.
That is a tall defender.
Tall
on
defender.
You for sure. Yeah. And that's the flexibility. That's what Coach Olson can do, right, with some of the athletes she has. She can take somebody that tall and put her on a guard like that. Spin move by Shepley, the young Shepley, and a whistle and a Chi-High foul with 16:42 left second half. And the foul on Seaholm, her first.
Terhark was guarding Shepley. She got by her. Addie went over to help and unable to get the ball.
And Shepley to the free throw line. We mentioned a 69% shooter. First one, good.
You like the fact that we put up 18 points in the first half compared to 21 the whole game last time.
Sure.
But, however, we're just giving way too much up on the defensive end and a lot of easy baskets for the Warriors.
Shepley hits
right
some
now.
Both. And maybe Shepley getting better at her free throws as the season goes along. A 50-18 lead, and the Cardinals struggle in the backcourt against the pressure and turn it over.
Yeah, that was not a bad pass. It just went right off Seaholm's hands. Those are those baskets, or I'm sorry, the ball that we just have to have. Kind of those unforced turnovers.
Mm-hmm. And clock at 16:40 left here in the second half. I know, you know, it's kind of the running clock is inside of 9 minutes, right?
Yeah, it's 40 up points. 40 inside of nine. Obviously, your goal is to never have a running clock against you.
And they get down low, and a missed shot for Rice Lake from Eliana Shepley, and the Cards with it into the forecourt now. Twyman on top gets it to Heppner, trying to bounce it to Terhark, and then stolen away by the Warriors, and here comes Addie Shepley going to lay it up and in.
Yeah, Chi-High is just trying too hard to force it inside right now. I think our posts are open, but we're going to need to swing the ball around and maybe get it inside on the second or third attempt. Just looking straight inside this first time down the court.
Same thing just happened. Yeah.
We're just trying too hard to force it inside right away. I think we're going to need to get them to at least shift defensively before we have a chance to look inside.
Twyman was the one trying to get it in there that time, and a 52-18 game for Rice Lake, getting it down low to Schmidt.
Good help that time by Chafee.
Kick it out. Three-pointer for Eliana Shepley, and she nails it. And her first points of the second half, she's got 14. 55-18. Cardinals have nothing offensively here in the second half in the first 2.5 minutes. Twyman hits the front iron on a three-point attempt.
That was a clean look. You know, that's the ones you got to hope to
Eliana Shepley all the way cuts into the defense and draws the foul.
You can hear Coach Bestel in the background. We got to shift into transition D.
Right
now, Rice Lake's just making their way up the court way too easily. We got to shift back in there into transition D. At least make them work for their shots, not just give them such easy ones or get fouls.
70% free throw shooter, Eliana Shepley hits that one. And the foul was on Chafee, her first of the night as well. Second team for the Cards here in the second half. As Rice Lake out 11-0 here in this second half. Make it 12-0.
Just must be their plan to press after free throws. A little bit surprised to see a team pressing when you have this lead.
I guess, yeah.
It's not normally something kind of in that basketball world that you would do, but maybe they're just working on it after the free throws.
Jillian Wick, the 5'6 sophomore into the game for the Cardinals, got fouled by Eliana Shepley, her first and the first on the Warriors as a team in the second half. Wick in there with Seaholm, and also you've got Chafee, Terhark, and Heppner for Coach Bestel as Seaholm into the forecourt. She'll go right baseline, pick up the dribble, on top to Wick. Coming down on 15 minutes left in this second half. Bounce pass in the deep left corner, tough to grab there for Terhark. She does. Terhark's going to drive into the paint, has fouled, and she'll go to the free throw line. Terhark, a 64% free throw shooter.
Well, and you just mentioned tough pass to grab. That's one of our issues right now is our passes aren't sharp. So when we go to catch it, we're not in a basketball position to be able to make a move. A lot of times we're just getting the ball instead of being able to be in that triple threat score. So Cardinals need to clean up their passing just to give themselves an opportunity to have a decent look at the basket.
And Terhark misses the free throw. Foul was on number one, Anna Lipke, her first and the second on Rice Lake as a team. The second one is no good for Terhark, close, but just wouldn't stay in there for her. And so one of those nights here. 14:45 left second half. Rice Lake ball in a 39-point lead. Potential running clock at 9 minutes. That's still a few minutes away. Down low, Addie Shepley misses and puts it in the second time.
Well, and we didn't talk about this at the top of the broadcast, but the first time we saw Rice Lake, even though obviously it was a pretty lopsided game, the younger Shepley did not play that game. Addie Shepley did not play that game. And so you can see tonight that, mm-hmm. you know, she just creates so many mismatches and a lot of problems.
Right. And at Seaholm around the baseline misses the shot. Rebound down to the Warriors, and Lucy Havas out with it across the timeline.
Great move by Addie and up and under. Just got to get that ball to go in. Got to finish. She worked on her left hand there. Just couldn't get it to go.
And so, again, Addie Shepley showing her ability to play guard even. Going to take it, drive, miss the shot left side. Rebound coming down to Jillian Wick. Cardinals now looking for those first points of the second half. Chafee for three from long range. Got it. I was screened out by the ref there.
Yeah, no, it's one of those you can just take a breath and go, okay, we're on the board in the second half.
Right.
Rice Lake just called timeout. Must not have been happy she got that three.
Yes, yeah, 59-21. Cards down 38, back in half a minute on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader. They were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Mark Halverson, Janelle Soplin, Colin Nichols, courtside, girls' high school hoops on a Monday night. Chahai trailing 59-21 after a three by Sarah Chafee. First points of the second half for the Cards in about 4.5 minutes.
Which is what we talked about, right? Those are those scoring droughts that you just can't afford to go on. Not that you just want to trade buckets and give it up on the other end as well, but you know, that's one of the things that as the Chi-High Cardinals close out the year and even into next year, you know, with no seniors on this team, really being able to shore up those scoring droughts on the offensive end.
A three-pointer from Emily Kalina for Rice Lake, and they get it back to a 61-21 advantage, up 40. Chafee on the outside again with Shepley on her, and then they fight for it, and it's going to stay Chi-High basketball.
You know, and you can appreciate the players trying to get the ball inside right now. Terhark has that mismatch again, but give Rice Lake credit. They're playing really good defense, and like I mentioned earlier, I'd really like us to see us swing the ball and then Riley move to the other block before we can just post her up there instead of just trying to force it in right away.
Twyman's inbounds pass, missed shot from Terhark on top, and Rice Lake with the rebound. 13 minutes left here in this one. Rice Lake with a 40-point advantage. Bring it down left to right. Into the right corner. That's number two over there, Kalina. On top to Havas.
Really nice.
Down low, Schmidt misses the shot. Rebound up and in from Eliana Shepley for two more.
Really good ball. I was just going to say, really good ball movement there by Rice Lake on the ball screen and then finding the cutters.
12 and a half minutes left here in this second half. The Cards, good offensive move there, and a whistle and a foul as a good move by Terhark to the hoop that time.
We appreciate the little bit of a late whistle there by the official. But at this point, we'll take anything. Really, really good move there by Riley.
And Riley, a 5'11 sophomore. Again, we talk about no seniors. There are the juniors and a lot of sophomores on this team as Terhark hits the first one.
And obviously, we're, you know, two-thirds of the way through the season, so you wouldn't like to say we're young still. But with the sophomores that do get a lot of minutes on our team, you're still learning what varsity really feels like.
Sure.
In a full season of varsity, especially as we see teams the second time through the conference.
Terhark, a 64% free throw shooter, misses the second one. It's 63-22. Rice Lake by 41. Which becomes significant once the 9 minutes come. You want to try to avoid that running clock. Card's going to have to work toward that. Ball deflected out of bounds. 12-12 left here, second half. Rice Lake ball underneath their basket. They'll look to get it in. And they do, and the shot put up no good by Ellie. Let's see, actually a new player, 21. Sydney Schradel, hadn't seen much of her.
Shepley got two offensive boards there to finish the basket. And again, that's that not boxing out after that first shot.
Yeah. It's a lot of different fundamentals to remember and to put into practice, and we've got a slightly injured player over here Willa Reisinger checking out.
She tweaked her ankle Saturday's game a little bit, and you could see even when she was out on the court, she was limping. I give her credit. She wants to get out there, try and be there for her team, but I wasn't even sure if she was going to play tonight after how she tweaked her ankle on Saturday.
Drive by Wick to the hoop and whistle, and she'll go to the line. And this is one of the bright lights for Wick, is she's an 87.5% free throw shooter.
Yeah, she's been shooting free throws very well
throughout
the season. And
she hit her first 15 or so.
Yeah, I think it was 15 or 17 in a row, something like that, and then we jinxed her. but, no, she has had a solid season from the line.
She's good. No, it's excellent. I mean, that's a great place to start for every young player, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, they're called free throws.
Yeah, and the thing about it is she's getting those free throws because she's getting to the rim.
Yes.
You know, and so she's very quick off the dribble, working on that control, but it's that first step.
And she missed the second one. There's a
lane violation.
Lane violation against Rice Lake. Yeah, she'll get another try. And the thing is, Coach Bestel talks about Wick has improved a lot during the season.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you're a sophomore who's got to, you know, get some experience on varsity, and she's still, I'm not positive.
I think she loves the game, too.
Yeah,
she loves to
practice. At the start of the season was, you know, still helping the JV out a little bit. Now, you know, I believe she's full-time varsity, but just really learning
the
game. So
she gets that one, too.
But I think when you get up to the varsity level, especially in the big rivers, it's an eye-opener. You know, some of the defenders that you're going to see and how big and strong they are and frankly, how quick they are off their feet.
I think as much as she's grown, and I think, she, you know, the coach has said she's one of those. The term that's used is gym rat. Were you one?
I was. I would like to think so. Absolutely. I think Colin sitting next to me is also a pretty big gym rat.
Okay. And that's how you get, you know, those are the people that just love, you know, that kind of hard work, you know, that people don't see. That, you know, you don't become a polished performer. It doesn't matter the sport, baseball, basketball, football. The drive by Shepley, and then the follow-up is good by number 21, Schradel, for Rice Lake. 67-24, Warriors by 43.
Yeah, and you wonder at what point, too, will Rice Lake go to their bench a little bit more?
Yeah,
you know,
that's
a good
question.
As you're closing out the season, you think you'd want to get these players some rest.
But now driving it. Eliana Shepley all the way down, and there it going again. Coach talked about trying to stop them. Don't let the penetration go as far as it did that time. At the other end, a drive by Twyman, no good.
Really good rebound. Take there by Roz. Again, we just got to finish that. It's turning into a track meet all of a sudden here.
It is,
but,
And now Shepley again going to fire away and miss. And the rebound down to the Cardinals, number 12, Terhart. Been good on the boards tonight. Inside of 10.5 to go is Coach Olson conferring with her assistant, I guess.
Colin, are you keeping track of rebounds tonight?
I do not have rebounds.
Okay. No, that's okay. I just wasn't sure. I would say I agree. Terhart's
Twyman,
really
long
solid
shot,
on the glass.
Little flat rebound, Rice Lake. Here comes Kalina. And a timeout, Warriors. Maybe they'll come with some subs. 10:06 left in regulation. Rice Lake by 45 on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. Back in a minute.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Salo tipped up by Lindner, and it's good. Cardinals tie the game at 55.
Right wing, deep three.
Oh.
Yep, two in a row. Matty Geisler.
Try high with a chance, and a win it. Oh, beautiful centering pass for Jackson Hoy.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
.10:06 to go in this second half, and Chippewa Falls trailing 69-24 to Rice Lake. Our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Halley and anytime at NicoletBank.com. Go Cards from Nicolet Bank.
Well, so far it looks like Rice Lake's going to continue to keep a few of their starters in. They are starting to sub a little bit more, but they do have Ellie Shepley still out on the court.
Yeah. Yeah, Addy is not out there.
And Lipke and Hobbs are also starters still on the floor. But I would imagine here as we get into a little bit deeper into the second half, we'll see a little bit more of their bench.
And so they're into seemingly a bit of a delay here more. So
looks like they talked about obviously working the ball around on offense. Maybe they're looking for a very specific shot or specific players to score.
Try to sharpen those skills for future opponents and future
absolutely.
Games.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are some times where maybe you're in a much closer game.
Well, here's the thing. They got Eau Claire Memorial on Thursday, so
yeah,
how about that one?
Yeah, that's a good matchup. I don't know.
They lost 62-43 to Memorial the first time.
They did, yeah. It's been kind of interesting the top of the conference because
missed shot by Shepley on the left baseline, but Rice Lake another offensive rebound.
Memorial's loss earlier in the season was by quite a bit to one of those top teams, but then they've come on really strong.
Right. And so Rice Lake ball, now we're inside of 9 minutes, so we've got that running clock with a 45-point Rice Lake lead. So it means when it goes out of bounds or free throws, they just let the clock run.
Yeah, pretty much only stops for a timeout.
Yeah, and the three-pointer is good from the deep right corner from Emily Hsu, and her second three of the night, for me at least. What'd you have her for, Colin?
That's what I got, too.
Yeah.
Spot on.
72-24, Rice Lake has tripled the cards, and there's a three from Wick from the outside. And it's 72-27, Cardinals. And Rice Lake into the forecourt. Off on the right side, Kalina. And just taking their time, taking the air out of it a little bit as the clock towards 8 minutes here.
Yeah, you can just see they're doing kind of a five-out. They're doing kind of a little wheel cut, curling in, really making sure that they take their time. And I'm guessing during the timeout, Coach Olson talked about that. Maybe, you know, like you said, working on your ball control late in the game.
Mm-hmm. There's the ball deflected out of bounds. These are the standings heading into tonight. Memorial 6-1 in the BRC. Hudson 6-2, tied with Menominee there. Rice Lake just behind, a shade behind at 6-3, about ready to go to 7-3. River Falls at 5-3. Eau Claire North's at 2-6. Chi-High 1-6. And New Richmond 0-9. So pretty competitive conference.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you look at that, you know, those top teams are really, really
right.
strong. And, you know, that's hard when you're, you know, situations like the Cardinals or even New Richmond, who's struggling, obviously, this year, because you feel like you never get a break. There's really five or six teams that you go after every single night. And, you know, they're just stronger than we are right now. And, I mean, I give our girls credit. They're playing hard. They're fighting. But, you know, it just gets mentally taxing at this point of the season.
I thought a real statement for Don Cooper's McDonald girls is there's a steal for the Cardinals and a Rice Lake turnover. McDonald played Hudson and lost by one, and they could have won the game. And Seaholm scores down low.
Yeah, they have a really nice team. Coach Cooper was actually my seventh or eighth grade basketball coach back in Kidott. So when I see him, sometimes we share facilities or we're coming into practice after where they are.
Yeah.
And they've got a really nice squad. Really excited to see what they do come the postseason.
For sure. Yeah, on the heels of winning the D5 title last year, can they step up to D4? But again, that consistency. And there's this nice pass down low and getting a hoop to Havas. And
Patience. Yeah, really good patience by Rice Lake. And you can just see that's what they're doing. They're wearing us out with their passing and then just finding a good cutter and getting an easy feed.
Yep. Deep right corner, shot up Bergerson, no good. Rebound, and you got Addie Shepley back into the game for Rice Lake with less than 6 minutes to go and a 74-29 running clock. And we're going to get a full timeout for the Warriors. 5:48 to go, back in 60 on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or postglassandmirror.com.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to servicemasterchippewavalley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Chahai trailing 74-29, 5:48 to go. Mark Halverson, Janelle Soplin, and Colin Nichols here from the Birdcage tonight. Stick around for the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show later here on WOGO Sports.
I have to admit, Mark, I am a little surprised that Rice Lake has three starters in the game right now. I was trying to tell during their timeout how big their bench is. It's just hard for me to tell. But according to the roster anyway here, the younger Shepley there scoring. There are some players I'm just surprised aren't in when the score is, it is what it is.
Yeah, and I think it's always that case. We saw it a little bit in football where, I mean, you just don't want to be – you don't think in terms of your players getting hurt, but, I mean, if that would happen in a lopsided game like that, that would be something that you'd be very unsettled with. There's a Chahai player off the bench, Macy Gokey, getting a hoop.
Yeah, nice bucket inside there by Macy. And, I mean, you can even see we've pretty much gone to our bench. We've left Twyman out there, as far as our only starter in the game. And, you know, every coach has different philosophies, like I said, and I wouldn't even worry so much about injury, but I just think with a big game coming up against Memorial, you probably want to get some rest.
Addie Shepley missing the shot, rebounded up and in by Addie Schmidt, and again, she's been difficult all night, the 6'2 freshman.
Yeah, how many is that for Schmidt now?
That's 12 for her. That's her only 2 points of the half.
Only
though.
2 points of the half. I was going to say she got a little bit quiet in the second half, but I do think they were actually working her out of the game a little bit more when Schradl was coming in. They're kind of similar players in the post. And
Gokey again misses from outside, an air ball, and it's going to be Rice Lake ball. Clock continues to run with 4:20 left to 78-31. Rice Lake.
And there we go.
Lead.
That's kind of what we're expecting.
Here's
now.
The bench.
Now, right. Now a little bit more of Rice Lake's benches right. In. So,
some of these kids getting an opportunity here, like Amory Bowen, a junior, and into the she brings it into the forecourt, the far side to Emily Hsu. She's hit a couple of threes tonight.
So. They also brought another freshman in, Harper Schomer. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, but another freshman in the game as well.
Gets it on the right side. And on top to Lipke. Down low, trying to get it to Schradl. Loose ball on the floor, and Rice Lake recovering. Harper Schammer there, the freshman. Approaching 3.5 minutes left here in regulation. Cardinals taking that on the chin here, 78-31. Lost to Rice Lake, 72-21, back on December 1st.
Well, let's look at the positive. We have 10 more points than last time.
Right.
Giving up a little bit more than last time, too, but.
Twyman drives, whistle, and a foul with the clock continuing to run.
Some of Chi High's bench is also in for us, giving him a chance to get some varsity minutes and get some time on the floor.
First foul on Emily Hsu, her first personal and the fifth team foul on the Warriors as Twyman to the free throw line. She's a 53% free throw shooter, misses that first one.
Yeah, that's definitely an area that you'd like to see Roz improve on, is from the free throw line. She does get there quite a bit.
Is she 0 for 5 tonight? Colin, do you have that?
I have her at 1 for
okay, 1 for
3,
five.
1 for 4, or 2 for 4.
Okay. I got her for 6 free throws here, so, okay. 2 for 6. 80-32. Rice Lake as the Cards into the forecourt. I'm sorry, the Warriors. My mental lapses here. And missed shot from outside that time from Emily Hsu, and she hit a couple of threes earlier, but goes to the Cardinals. Approaching 2 minutes now, and Bergerson into the forecourt.
I'd like to see the Cardinals work the ball around here, see if they can't get a couple of these players who don't get in the game much,
yeah,
a bucket.
Sure.
That's always fun. You know, no matter what the score is, it's always fun to see if you can get a couple points
sure.
in there.
No, it's always
when
fun.
It's your chance to get on the floor.
Nice to see Goki get that basket, right?
Yeah, I'm really excited for her future. Macy's a really hard worker. And
this shot down low from Schradl. And it'll be Chaha ball. Final 100 seconds here. And we talk about what's up for Rice Lake. But for the Cardinals, they're going to have a break until Friday night when they'll play at the Doghouse against Eau Claire North.
Yeah, and I think, what did we say? North is sitting at 5-3 in the conference right,
right.
now?
Yeah.
So
North is 2-6.
North is right. 2. Yeah, North is 2-6. So one of those teams where you want to go in and see if you can't find a way to get a W. The first time we played them, I think it ended up being a 16-point game, but it was actually much closer than appeared.
I could tell you, yeah, it was a 64-48, December 8th.
Yeah, I think with less than 5 minutes to go, it was like a 6-point game.
Mm.
And then
yeah.
It just came down to a couple baskets and some free throws and you know, that last hard part. But Chi High made a really good run against them, and hopefully that'll give our girls some confidence, just seeing that on the schedule. Especially after this stretch, right? When you saw Hudson Memorial and Rice Lake three
right.
out of 4 days.
Oh, nice driving shot that time. And Bowen getting that one.
That's a tough stretch of the schedule to look
right.
at.
No question. Three upper echelon teams. Yeah, you're talking about the teams right at the top of the conference minus Menominee. The final 20 seconds, and there's the shot put up. No good for the Cardinals. Goki. And Rice Lake with it. The final 15 seconds of this one. Into the forecourt, Kalina on the dribble. Rice Lake leading it 82-32.
Looks like they're going to just dribble it out.
Yep. All right, we're going to take care of our spot. As Rice Lake winning at 82-32 with the win, they go to 15-4 on the season and 7-3 in conference. Chi-High falls to 4-12 overall and 1-7 in the Big Rivers Conference. We'll take our timeout, take care of our sponsor commitments, and come back with our post-class post-game show on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Take your team to new heights with training you can trust from CBTC. Unlock your team's potential with affordable seminars and customized training in topics like leadership, safety, manufacturing, transportation, and technology. CBTC is more than a provider. We are your partner for talent upskilling, licensure renewal, recertification, and much more. Discover the impacts that come with our training, from heightened productivity to enhanced teamwork and a commitment to a safer workplace. Visit cbtc.edu/workforce solutions to get started today.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer, and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech law firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
It's the Postglass postgame show on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. Brought to you by Postglass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Colin, you help me out. Are we still on Cardinal TV or no?
I believe we are, yeah. Okay. I think they're sticking around.
Very good. Checking with that. Head coach Becca Bestel joins us now in the postgame. And, Coach, your take on this one.
That's a really tough matchup for us.
Yeah.
The girls played hard. I mean, they have about 6 inches on us in a number of their positions. They're ridiculously athletic. That's a very good group of girls that's really hard to stop. It's a really difficult matchup. I mean, we did some good things in the first half. If we wouldn't have turned it over so much, we actually got decent shots. I think we could have kept it a little bit closer in the first half if we would have not had so many turnovers
early on. I mean, even with Chafee had three threes earlier at 15 mm-hmm. to 11. She had 90 or 11 at that point. Then they go on a run and mm-hmm. you know, 11-0, and that's sort of just
well, and honestly, they missed a lot of shots, a lot of inside shots, a lot of layups. They would miss and then get their board. I mean, they had two and three chances on every single possession, and that really hurt us big time. I mean, we need to board a lot better than we did tonight.
We got to check the water in Rice Lake, because that's a student enrollment that's less than half the size of Chi High, and yet they've got all these the good size.
I mean, we have kids like that walking around Chi High. They just don't play basketball.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
yeah.
They've chosen other sports. So.
Yeah, right, for sure. Mm-hmm. That's hard. So, having said that, you're done with a tough stretch here, three games in 4 days against three of the top teams in the Big Rivers Conference. Mm-hmm. And so you've survived it. You've passed through it. And now you get a little bit of a break where you do have North on Friday. And as Janelle was talking about, it was a very competitive game the first time.
It was a very competitive game the first time. And we match up a lot better with North. North is strong, physical. They're the type of team that they go on runs. I mean, there's games where you wouldn't expect them to stick with it and they win. And then there's other games where you expect them to blow a team away and it's really close. And so that physicality sometimes that can hurt us, but it can also help us depending on how we play.
Yeah, so that's coming up Friday night, and I think we'll see you next Monday. So.
Yeah, okay, that's great.
All right.
I'm glad to
Sounds
have you
Monday
here.
Night
Thank
basketball.
You for being here.
All right,
yeah,
thanks
okay.
a lot. And meanwhile, Colin Nichols sticks with me in the post-class post-game show on FM 103.1 and Wogo.com. And, Colin, what do we have statistically tonight?
A big night for the Shepley sister, or, yeah, their sister, 17 and 11. So their top two leading scorers for Rice Lake. Also, Schmidt with 12. Again, she had a big first half with 10 and only two in the second half. But definitely a big night for her. On the other side for the Cards, Sarah Chafee with 12. Leading scorer for the Cards. Otherwise, everyone else is in single digits. Twyman with 6 and Jillian Wick with 5 with her 5 late points in the second half there. I think the big story here is turnovers with 18 for the Cards to Rice Lake's 8, which I think is a very good number. And free throw percentages aren't that far off. Chi High with 50% and Rice Lake going 10 for 12. So free throws, maybe a little more attempts for Rice Lake, but I think on the foul end, they were matched up pretty evenly.
All right, Colin, stick with me here on the post-game show. Don't let a lingering injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, visit cvosm.com/WOGO. Our postgame continues. Highlights in the WOGO sports calendar just ahead on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Hi, this is Craig Toyson at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls, and we've got the perfect cure for the high interest rates that you've been reading about in the news recently. Now, through month end, Toyson Ford has 1.9% financing for 72 months on approved credit for the 2023 Ford F-150. That's a whole percentage point drop from what I was advertising just a week ago. Stop in and see why Toyson Ford is the Valley's best choice. We're right next to the new Festival Foods off Highway 29 in Chippewa Falls. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
All right, well, it's down to me, Mark Halverson, with you on WOGO Sports, and I don't think we're winding down with the Cardinal TV, but Chai loses at 82-32. Let's get to some of the highlights here in just a moment on WOGO, but I want to tell you, where's Gallup Plumbing and Heating, seeking plumbers, heating service technicians, and an HVAC project manager and estimator. Stop in to find out more or apply online at where's Gallup.com. All right, let's get to some of the highlights from the evening tonight here in our broadcast that included this one from early on. Getting it in from underneath the basket. They work it on top to Chafee. Some of the Rice Lake folks wanted to travel on her as Twyman's going to drive lane, shoots it up, and banks it in for 2 for the Cards. First half, bringing it down. Yeah, it's clearly a 1-3-1 zone here for Rice Lake now.
Right, and you know, you heard Coach Bestel say at the top of the broadcast that you know, they're long, and so teams like that, really a 1-3-1 zone is probably going to be a strength of theirs.
And there's the shot up, no good, missed in off the bench is Jillian Wick, but the Cardinals with the offensive rebound. Seaholm gets it to Chafee. Chafee hesitates, gets it to Wick on the outside.
Chahe's going to have to be patient against this zone.
Chafee's going to fire away and hits another 3, and there you go, and then drawing the Cards within 13-8.
There, where, see if Chafee can get it going.
Another 3, and Chafee's got her 3rd. The young lady who's destined to be the all-time 3-point shooter here for Chahe Girls Hoops gets her 3rd. And again, Chafee finished the night with 4 3-pointers for the Cardinals. If we have possibly one more highlight from the first half we didn't bring you at halftime. A 43-16 Rice Lake. They beat the Cards 72-21 back on December 1st. So Chahe 5 points shy of the number they had that night. But don't like the deficit as a three-pointer is from the corner. Is it 2?
2. They're signaling 2
for
there.
Twyman. So that did it for Chahe. And just a couple of highlights out of the second half for the Cards. Again, after trailing 45-18, now lost at 82-32. Got the running clock going. Half. Chafee for 3 from long range. Got it. See if we can draw one more highlight out of that second half.
You know, those top teams are really, really strong. And, you know, that's hard when you're, you know, situations like the Cardinals or even New Richmond, who's struggling, obviously, this year, because you feel like you never get a break. There's really 5 or 6 teams that you go after every single night. And, you know, they're just stronger than we are right now. And, I mean, I give our girls credit. They're playing.
All right, my apologies. I thought maybe we had a highlight there. But those are some highlights from this contest tonight. As, again, Chahe losing to Rice Lake both times this year, 51-72-21 on December 1st, and tonight 82-32. We'll get a final word on our WOGO Sports calendar in a moment here on WOGO Sports.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Andy Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Life sure takes us a lot of places, but no matter how far away we go, there's just something about coming home. Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors and a Chi High alumna, and I've been helping families find their homes for over two decades. To all of our student athletes, enjoy every moment of this year. And remember, no matter where life takes you, Chippewa Falls will always be your home. Call me at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovee.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
82-32, our final. This is the first of five high school sports events we've got in our winter sports schedule this week. Hockey on Tuesday and Thursday night. Greg Stewart and Cooper Fosvick coming your way. Tomorrow night, it's Chi High skating at Hobbs against Eau Claire North. Pregame for that, 6:40. And then the boys skating again as the regular season winds down at home against Menominee on Thursday, a 6:40 pregame. Friday night, it is Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney with boys basketball as it's the McDonald boys at Kadada, 6:55 pregame. And then Saturday night, the Chi High boys at home against Eau Claire North with a 6:55 pregame here on WOGO Sports. Eau Claire North beating the Cards 73-61 back on December 7th. So Chai looking to avenge that one there. The Cards, meanwhile, in action prior to that, though. The Cardinal boys, they'll be at Holman tomorrow night and at Rice Lake on Thursday night. Again, thanks to Janelle Soplin and also for Colin Nichols. Thanks also to Cardinal TV, and thanks to Zach Wychak back at our WOGO studios. I'm Mark Halverson again. The final score, Rice Lake winning it on this high school basketball Monday night, 82-32. We'll get the podcast at wogo.com. Thanks so much for listening. Good night.
WOGO.
Chi High Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening. And now please stay tuned for Western Wisconsin's Best Talk on 103.1 FM, 680 AM, and WOGO.com. We join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.